Hello and welcome to 5 at 8. I'm Mark Overman, and joining me today is Linda Carlisle. It's Friday, March 29th, 2024, and we have some great stories for you. In this episode, we'll talk about Meta's big update for its Ray-Ban camera glasses, a new image of the Sagittarius A asterisk black hole, China lifting tariffs on Australian wine exports, a global carbon tax on ship emissions, and the detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich in a Russian prison. Story number one. Meta is set to release a big update for its Ray-Ban camera glasses that will introduce new artificial intelligence software. The software will allow wearers to use the glasses to scan landmarks, translate languages, and identify objects like animal breeds and fruits. Users can prompt the AI by saying, "Hey Meta," followed by a question or command. The glasses will respond with information in a computer-generated voice. Tech columnist Brian X. Chen and MetaBeat reporter Mike Isaac had early access to the update and tested the technology, finding it novel and quirky. According to the New York Times, this update will revolutionize the way users interact with their smart glasses. This is really something, Linda. The boundary between sci-fi and reality is getting blurrier by the day. Meta's latest update to their camera glasses is a perfect example. It's like having your own personal AI assistant from the movie Her sitting on the bridge of your nose. Just imagine your glasses describing the world around you, identifying dog breeds, or translating languages. It's a revolutionary shift in how we interact with our environment.
It's quite remarkable to see how far we've come from the days of bulky room-sized computers to now having wearable AI-powered tech. However, as fascinating as these advancements are, they also raise some serious ethical concerns. For example, the potential implications for privacy and consent are considerable. If your glasses can recognize a dog breed, it's not a far leap to recognizing faces. And with that comes a host of privacy implications.
You're spot on, Linda. The ethical considerations can't be overlooked. But on the flip side, consider the potential benefits. This could open up a world of possibilities for people with impairments like vision and hearing loss. Technology like this could help them navigate and comprehend their surroundings in ways that were previously impossible.
That's a great point, Mark. The potential for accessibility and inclusivity is indeed profound. But we must also consider the potential for misuse. For example, if the tech falls into the wrong hands, it could be used for malicious intent. It's important to strike a balance between innovation and ethical responsibility.
Definitely. And that's why regulation plays such a critical role here. We need policies that protect individual rights while still fostering innovation. But coming back to the tech itself, it's really fascinating how this sort of AI-powered interaction is redefining our relationship with technology. It's not just about convenience anymore, it's about augmenting our reality.
Yes, it certainly is a game changer. But as we embrace this new reality, it's crucial to remember the importance of human connection and the value of our own cognitive abilities. Technology should serve as an aid, not a replacement for our own capacity to engage with the world.
Story number two. Scientists have captured a new image of the Sagittarius A asterisk black hole at the center of the Milky Way in polarized light, revealing a striking spiral magnetic field structure. This image offers a unique view of the black hole, showing strong, twisted magnetic fields near its center. The image was captured by the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration, which compared the black hole to a donut and noted similarities with the black hole in Galaxy M87. The findings were published in the astrophysical journal Letters, as reported by NPR. Good day, folks. So we've got some interstellar news to chew over today. For the first time, we're getting a peek at the Sagittarius A asterisk black hole in polarized light. Now, I'll admit, I'm no astrophysicist, but this is some truly out-of-this-world stuff. The image, captured by the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration, is giving us a new perspective on the magnetic field surrounding the black hole at the center of our galaxy. It's like we're lifting the veil on the cosmos, wouldn't you say, Linda?
I find it fascinating how advancements in technology allow us to explore the universe in ways we couldn't have imagined a few decades ago. The image of Sagittarius A asterisk shows a spiral structure, which reveals the organized and twisted magnetic fields near the black hole. It's like a cosmic donut with a swirl pattern. And despite the enormous distance from Earth, around 27,000 light years, scientists are able to capture these detailed images. It's a testament to human curiosity and ingenuity.
And it's not just the curiosity, but also the collaboration that's striking. 8 telescopes around the world linked together to create a virtual, planet-sized instrument. And let's not forget that Sagittarius A asterisk isn't the only black hole we've got visual on. Back in 2019, we got our first look at the black hole M87 asterisk, which is much larger but further away.
And the comparison of the two black holes in polarized light has revealed shared characteristics, like those spiral structures. It's intriguing how these celestial bodies, so far apart and of different sizes, can have similar structural features. This could have significant implications for our understanding of black holes and their interactions with surrounding matter.
Couldn't agree more, Linda. And you know, it's discoveries like these that make you realize how far we've come. I mean, black holes were once just theoretical, right? Now we're imaging their magnetic fields. But as always, with each answer comes a flux of new questions. Like, why is our SKRA asterisk changing so fast that it doesn't sit still for pictures, while M87 asterisk holds steady? It's a wild, wild universe out there, folks, and we're just beginning to scratch the surface.
The universe continues to surprise and challenge us, pushing us to refine our theories and expand our understanding. These revelations about black holes are not just about astronomical phenomena, but also about the collaborative efforts and technological advancements that make such discoveries possible. We look forward to more insights from the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration in their upcoming observation of SGRA asterisk in April.
Story number 3. China has announced that it will lift the tariffs on Australian wine exports that were imposed in 2020, signaling an easing of tensions between the two nations. The tariffs had severely impacted Australia's wine industry, leading to a surplus of wine in storage and financial hardship for winemakers. The decision comes after months of diplomatic efforts to improve relations between Australia and China, as reported by the New York Times. Have you seen this, Linda? China lifting the tariffs on Australian wine exports. That's a big win for Australian winemakers, and probably for wine lovers, too. It's been a rough couple of years for them, having their biggest overseas market just disappear like that.
It's been quite a difficult time for the industry. And while the lifting of tariffs is a positive development, it's important to remember that it's not an immediate solution. As Lee McLean from Australian Grape and Wine Inc. pointed out, they have an equivalent of 859 Olympic swimming pools of wine in storage. That's not going to be cleared overnight, even with China back in the market.
I agree, it's definitely a step in the right direction, but it's still a long road to recovery. This situation really brings to the forefront how political disputes can have such a significant impact on trade, and in turn, on domestic industries. A disagreement over COVID-19 and bam, an entire industry is affected. It's a stark reminder of the interconnectedness of politics and trade.
And it's not only about the immediate impact, it's also about the long-term relationships. Trust that was built over years can be damaged, and it takes time and effort to rebuild that. It's interesting to see how the change in the Australian government has led to this shift. It goes to show how changes in leadership can impact international relations and trade.
Yeah, you're spot on, Linda. It's fascinating and a bit alarming to see the ripple effects of these political spats. On the brighter side, this situation also highlights the power of diplomatic negotiations in resolving such disputes. The meetings between foreign ministers, the release of an Australian journalist, it seems like these gestures played a role in this rapprochement.
Definitely, Mark. It's a complex dance of power and relationships. And while we're talking about it, it's not just about Australia and China, is it? We've seen similar scenarios play out between other countries as well. The US and China, for example. It's a global issue, reflecting the intricate web of international politics and trade.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Linda. It's a global chess game, and businesses, unfortunately, can end up as pawns. But hey, at least for now, it looks like there's hope for the Australian wine industry, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this situation evolves. Story number 4. A global carbon tax on ship emissions is being considered by the International Maritime Organization, as reported by the New York Times. This tax could have a significant impact on the shipping industry and potentially everything we buy. Shipping companies would be required to pay a fee for every ton of carbon they emit, raising money and promoting cleaner practices. This move, as stated by the New York Times, is seen as a crucial step in addressing climate change on a global scale. Could be a game changer, this tax on ship emissions, folks. Imagine, it's a global tax, not just limited to one country. It's going to revolutionize the shipping industry, I tell you.
Yes, Mark, it's certainly a significant step. However, the potential economic impact can't be overlooked. This could increase the cost of shipping significantly, and that cost will eventually be passed on to consumers.
Well, Linda, you do have a point there. Things might get a bit pricey initially, but think about the long haul. This tax could actually incentivize the shipping industry to shift towards cleaner fuels. In the end, it's not just about the economy, it's about our planet, too.
I understand your perspective, Mark, and the environmental implications are indeed vital. But a sudden shock to the global trade system could lead to economic repercussions. What about the potential disruption of supply chains or the impact on developing economies?
Well, yes, Linda, there are definitely challenges to consider. But isn't it about time we face those challenges? We've got 70 countries already taxing carbon. They're paving the way, showing us it can be done. We need to start somewhere, right?
Starting somewhere is essential. I just hope that in our enthusiasm for environmental progress, we don't overlook the potential socioeconomic side effects. It's a complex issue, to say the least.
Story number five. In a report from the BBC, American journalist Evan Gershkovich has been detained in a Russian prison for a year on espionage charges, which he and his employer deny. The Russian authorities see him as a bargaining chip for a potential exchange for a Russian security officer serving a life sentence in Germany. Gershkovich's family and U.S. officials are calling for his release, along with other Americans wrongfully detained in Russian prisons. The situation highlights the challenges faced by journalists and the importance of press freedom and freedom of speech. Have you ever thought about the risk journalists take while reporting from volatile regions, Linda? I mean, look at Evan Gershkovich, a reporter doing his job, providing information on the state of the Russian economy in light of the Ukraine war, and he ends up arrested on espionage charges. It's rough, truly.
It's a grim reminder of the lengths some governments are willing to go to suppress information. The allegation that he was engaging in criminal activity is just a smokescreen. The true issue is the suppression of press freedom. His detention seems more strategic, more political.
You hit the nail on the head. It's the same with Alsu Kermisheva and Paul Whelan. It's so clear that they're being used as pawns in a geopolitical power play. It's hostage diplomacy. And it's quite unsettling.
Yes. And the fact that they're being held as bargaining chips is deeply concerning. It undermines the basic principles of justice and human rights. And the impact on their families is heartbreaking. Danielle Gershkovich's struggle to keep up the spirits while her brother is detained is just one example.
Yeah, at quote S.IT, quote S, a tough situation. I mean, all we can hope is that diplomatic efforts lead to their release. But it's a stark reminder of the risks journalists take to bring us information from around the world and the sacrifices they make in the name of press freedom.
It's a testament to their courage and commitment. And it's our responsibility as consumers of news to stay informed, to recognize and appreciate the lengths journalists go to bring us the truth.
That's it for this morning. Have a great day and see you all tomorrow.
5 at 8 is researched, written, and performed by artificial intelligence. For more information, visit botcaster.ai.